Queen Esther, wife of King Ahasuerus of Persia, put on her royal robes, and without having been summoned, went to see the king, to plead for her people, the Jews, who were to be exterminated. A royal decree ordering the massacre of the Jewish people had been issued by Haman, the king's favorite courtier and grand vizier. At the risk of her life, Esther came before the king and was received with kindness. Ahasuerus accepted her invitation to go with Haman to a banquet she had prepared. During the meal, Esther requested the honor of another visit from the king with Haman the next day. When Haman left the king's presence, he was in high spirits, as he alone, of all the king's officials, had been invited to Esther's banquet. But on seeing Mordecai the Jew at the king's gate, and noticing that he showed no fear or reverence in his presence, Haman was filled with rage. It was his hatred of Mordecai the Jew that had induced him to plot against the entire Jewish nation. However, he restrained himself and went home. Calling together his wife and friends, he boasted about his vast wealth, his many sons, and all the ways the king had honored him, and how he had elevated him above the other nobles and officials. "And that's not all," Haman added. "I'm the only person Queen Esther invited to accompany the king to the banquet she gave, and she has invited me along with the king tomorrow." "Yet," he added, "all this gives me no satisfaction as long as I see that Jew Mordecai sitting at the king's gate." Like the king and everyone else at court, Haman did not know that Mordecai was Esther's foster father and that the queen was of Jewish origin. Haman's wife and friends then made a suggestion. "Have a gallows built, 50 cubits high, so that everyone in Susa will see it," they said. "And ask the king in the morning to have Mordecai the Jew hanged on it. Then go with the king to the banquet and be happy." This suggestion delighted Haman, and he had the gallows built. That night the king could not sleep, so he ordered the books of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed the plot of two of the king's officers, who had conspired to assassinate their master. When this was read to Ahasuerus, he said, "What honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this?" "Nothing has been done for him," his attendants answered. Thereupon the king decided to reward the Jew. The next morning Haman entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows he had built. The king said, "Who is in the court?" "Haman is there," his attendants answered. "Bring him in," the king ordered. When Haman entered, King Ahasuerus asked him, "What should be done for the man the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought to himself, "Who is there that the king would rather honor than me?" So he answered, "For the man the king delights to honor, have them bring a royal robe the king has worn, and a horse the king has ridden, one with a royal crest placed on its head. Then let them be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes. Let the man the king delights to honor be robed, and led on the horse through the city streets by the prince, who is to proclaim before him, 'This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor.'" "Very well," answered the king. "Go at once and do just as you have suggested for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Do not neglect anything you have recommended." The king's favorite had no choice but to obey. So he put the king's robe on Mordecai and led him on horseback through the city streets, proclaiming before him, "This is what is done for the man the king delights to honor." Afterwards Mordecai returned to the king's gate, but Haman rushed home in grief with his head covered and told his wife and friends everything that had happened. They said to him, "Since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin." While they were talking, the king's servants arrived and hurried Haman away to Esther's banquet. Next episode, the triumph of the Jews.